Saturday, everybody. Welcome to the Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mother, Harmony. Mom, you've been tweeting this morning.
Well, I just like people to know what's coming up in the show.
Here, I thought maybe you were going to leave the platform this week after your friend Chrissy Teigen got off.
I'm going to talk about that later, so I'd appreciate it if you didn't talk about
it. Why do you have to talk about it later? Is that part of your tech report?
You know what, Allie? Just stay tuned. Boy, I don't know.
Wow. Yeah. You can't claim, you know, Mom, the world, we're living in a high-tech world. You can't claim everything for your tech report. The purpose of the tech report, you were supposed to be, like, evaluating products and gadgets and actual tools. Not talking about Chrissy Teigen.
I'm here to give news that people want and need, including the latest sex toys. So stay tuned.
Right. Well, maybe people could let us know what they would like to hear in the tech report. Maybe it's time to just check in with the listeners.
Go ahead, and I'll still do what I want.
Well, you know, you do what you want, but it's nice occasionally to know.
People
feel free, folks, to let us know. You'll consider.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. All right. Well, that is good. Should we do some retail news?
Well, since we are the Shop Girls, I would think that makes sense.
Okay. Let's then. Sorry, I'm just getting a couple of papers
out of
the bag.
Get here too early.
Okay. So this is the most. This is the most 2020/2021 thing that I can think of as far as telling you a bit about what's happening with consumer habits. So movie theaters, obviously not doing great, right? One of those things where I don't feel like we've talked maybe even enough about it. We talk about how our shopping habits have forever changed, how our workout habits are changing. What about our viewing habits? Are you like missing movie theaters? Are you super anxious to go back to a movie theater? Now that everything is streaming,
not
into
super
your house,
anxious. I think it's fun, and obviously, your image on the screen is a lot different. You know, in a movie theater, I enjoy that popcorn. Although I make good popcorn, so I can't say that I'm in any hurry at this point, especially to go back.
Yeah, I don't know. Hope, what about you? Are you dying to go to a movie theater? Have you been?
I haven't been, and I guess I didn't think about it. I haven't been like really missing it, but I guess now that we're talking about it, I do miss those special occasions of like my group of friends, like we're going to go see Star Wars or like something like that, where it's like a special outing.
Right. There's something, and it's much more immersive, and you don't have like dogs wanting to go outside and children wanting snacks in the middle of you watching. You can't pause it, right? So there is that part of it.
But pausing is kind of a nice thing.
Pausing is nice. A bathroom break is not so bad, right? Anyway, movie theaters struggling. I think a lot of questions about how well they will bounce back. I was looking at some estimates. I mean, I think overall revenues were down like 70%+. I mean, how could they not be? Basically, movie theaters were closed almost the whole year. So Oakdale has one of those 20-screen multiplexes, and that closed.
Had one of those.
Right.
Yes.
That closed permanently pretty early on in the pandemic. I'm still sad about the Hopkins movie theater.
Oh, that
in downtown
I am
Hopkins,
too.
Where it was like $2 a ticket.
Oh, it was like $2.50 in there, and it was great.
Yeah, I liked that one. That's gone, too.
Permanently.
But guess what is going to take over that ginormous Oakdale multiplex? Home furniture. A furniture superstore.
Yep.
Because what do you need more than a movie theater? You need a lounge chair to watch movies at home. That's what's happening.
Apparently.
Yeah. So Home Furniture announced this week that they have bought that building. They're actually going to expand it, add another floor. So they'll have Dock 86, which is their lower price, you know, bargain line.
Right.
And Home. They won't have Gabbard's. You know, Home owns Gabbard's.
Right,
now.
I know. But they're not going.
They're not going to have
it in their other locations.
They've got their little Canada superstore, which is only like 11 miles away. It's not
from
very,
that one?
Yes.
Oh.
So they've got Gabbard's there. They've got Gabbard's obviously at that new one in Bloomington. So no Gabbard's at this one, but it's going to have all the other brands like Seasonal Concepts and their floor brand Home.
Sleep Express.
Yeah, everything they do. And then they're also going to have space for maybe a couple of other retailers if someone wants to hitch their wagon to Home or maybe even a restaurant. So
which
that will open
sense.
Later in the year. Of course, Home Furniture CEO is saying that their industry, being furniture and home, has done incredibly well in the pandemic sure. because everybody is investing in their home right now.
Right. That's what's been going on.
So out with the multiplex, in with the mega furniture store. That's something people...
Because you can buy the furniture to make a little theater in your own home.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
And, when you add
and that's something that I think people will still go to a store for. I think even right. today, and even though we're more comfortable, I've bought furniture online this past year, but I still think we like to see it, touch it,
oh, sure.
sit in it, feel it before we... buy. And that's been the strategy.
The thing that's so interesting, I was reading an article and I won't try to quote the exact numbers right now, but the amount that people are paying for streaming services.
Oh, I don't even want to know. What is it?
Yeah. And it's getting to be so that it's, you know, everyone thought that that's a good deal instead of cable.
Yeah.
And it's a wash because people are spending as much on streaming services.
Well, I think we were early on in predicting. We could go back and maybe find
right.
the tapes
yeah.
from Shop Girls
yeah.
Where we said, I mean, ultimately somebody is going to just bring all of these streaming services together
and it'll
bundle
like
that
cable.
Up and then we'll do that and we'll be yeah. like, oh, this is amazing, this is genius, and we're like, oh wait, this is cable.
Yes,
this is what we did
yeah.
before all the streaming services.
Yeah, it's,
yeah. And it'll go full
much.
Circle.
Mm-hmm.
Another new store just opened in St. Paul, actually. This is a local boutique, and I'm so excited to go check this out.
Yeah,
maybe
I would
even
like
after
to
the
check
show.
This one
We're
out
not
too.
Very far away. Leo Footwear. You don't hear a lot of shoe boutiques opening. It's just not
no.
a category where you see a lot of local players.
And
we have Pumps
pretty.
And Company,
yeah.
thank goodness, in town
yes.
at Galleria. And other than that, not too many. But this is from Jill Erickson, who has Spoils of Wear, which is right there. Kind of a sustainable, trendy fashion. I've bought some really cute tops there. Not super expensive. Just a great little shop. And then right down the block from her, this is like right at Selby and Snelling, across
yeah.
from where the Whole Foods opened,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's Teeny Bee Boutique, which is a kids wear shop. And Christy Case she has her own line of kids apparel. She's done classes pre-pandemic.
Oh,
I mean, it's
yeah.
a real community. And the two of them are friends. And they
and
said,
partners.
We love shoes. We don't know where to buy them. Let's open a shoe store. And so they did.
Yeah, and it sounds like they're going to be really fun kind of shoes that you're not going to find everywhere else. They said they've got some sandals made in Greece, handmade leather and wood mules, artisan crafted Oxford booty. So they've got, you know, probably things that you're not going to find everywhere
yeah.
else.
Yeah. So that's exciting and fun. And it was opening just this week. I believe it opened yesterday, I think, officially at 1554 Selby Avenue in St. Paul. It's called Leo Footwear. So get on over there and check them out.
It's so, nice and you local. Discovered... a new bike
shop?
Oh
my gosh.
And how did you discover this?
You guys, you know what? I'll tell you how I discovered. I mean, I had heard, I guess, somewhere in the back of my head of Lower Town Bike Shop, but it wasn't on my radar. When I was looking for a bike for my younger son, I think I might have even mentioned this a week or two ago that, I mean, it has not gotten any better.
Right.
It's just as competitive.
Bikes.
The supply chain did not catch up. You would think, oh gosh, they had a busy summer. Wouldn't they just make more bikes for spring? Doesn't work that
way. Clorox caught up.
They did. But apparently in the world of bicycles, it's taking longer than that to catch up. And what's a bummer about it is the smaller stores are really suffering. So the big guys like Eric's,
mm-hmm.
Eric's has they've got their bikes because they order in such great quantity that the
oh.
brands fill those orders
right.
first. But then the little one-off yeah. stores, they've got orders from like last summer that still haven't
wow.
been filled. So it's really, you feel bad
it's
for
hard.
The stores. It's hard to find what you want, especially if you're looking for like a small adult frame, which is what I needed for my son. Those are impossible to find. I called one of the others in town. Which one was it? There's like Express Bikes. There's a lot of these little like one-off stores. I think it was the Hub. I called the Hub,
okay.
which is like a bike cooperative, and they suggested Lower Town. And I was like, okay.
Had you even heard of it before?
I had heard of it, but I had never been there. Okay. So Lower Town Bikes used to be in one of those, you know, kind of lofted buildings. Not the most obvious place to find a bike store. 5 years ago, they moved into Union Depot. They are literally inside Union Depot, which I guess it fits transportation, right? It's a transportation hub. They have a bike store. I mean, it's a beautiful space because it's Union Depot. They've got these high ceilings and, you know, it's great. Anyway, not only do they have both new and used bikes, and they're sort of like, what's your budget? What do you want to spend? You don't have to feel bad about saying, I don't want to spend $1 million. You can test drive it right there in front of Union Depot, which is kind of amazing. It's a nonprofit.
They're because knowledgeable, obviously.
They salvage bikes out of the landfills. They restore bikes. It's just a great little operation, and we found exactly what we needed. And we bought a used bike that was completely refurbished.
Really?
And
he's happy with it.
I would highly recommend it. Lower Town Bikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was super fun.
Well, I asked him if that was his birthday present, since his birthday is this next week, and he said one of them.
Oh, and
he said he also got a cup holder.
He spent more time picking out the color of his cup holder than the bike. Not even kidding.
But I said, well, what do you mean exactly? And he said, oh, well, I think there'll be a couple other things on my birthday too.
Good to know. Yep. Anyway, Lower Town Bikes, highly recommend. I can give you a few other recommendations if you want of local stores, because I have literally been to all of them in the past 2 weeks. So I'll fill you in on that. When we get back, Easter spending off the charts, Nike making big moves. That's all ahead on Shop Girls. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Of course, you probably, if you're in Minnesota, heard the big news this week that vaccines are going to open up on Tuesday to all adults over 16. Lots of different avenues. I'm sure it's going to be competitive, but it's just great news that everybody is going to be able to get queued up and ready to go. And Staples is there for you. No, they're not doing vaccines at Staples at the office store, but you know what they will do? They will laminate your vaccine card.
For free.
Yes.
For free. And this is wonderful because, you know, I hope everybody realizes that you need to keep that card.
Yeah.
Because that's the only thing that you've got that shows that you have, it's proof that you've had both vaccines.
Right.
And so they, until May 1st, you can bring your card in and they will laminate it. And then you can head right over to Krispy Kreme, except we don't have any here anymore, do we?
No. Why? Because they're
Krispy
giving away
Kreme
donuts.
Is giving a free donut to anyone with a vaccination card.
Oh my gosh.
I guess anytime you can come in.
Who knew all the ways you could use? I see other retailers are starting to do promotions.
Target and Dollar General are offering vacation time to employees to get their vaccines.
Yeah, yeah.
And Kroger, Petco, and Publix are offering cash or gift cards to employees who show proof.
I bet you other retailers are going to come up with promotions related.
It's a wonderful thing. It's really important that we all get these.
Yes. The only thing that you should know if you do want to get your card laminated at a Staples store is the offer to get it done for free is valid through May 1st.
I just said that.
Oh, I didn't hear you say the May 1st.
You listen to me sometimes.
I was listening. I did not hear you say May 1st.
Did you hear me?
I did hear you.
Thank you.
I have to give that to Harmony. I did hear the date.
You know what? This has gone on your whole life. This is not.
Listen, I've had many years of figuring out how to block you out. Speaking of course, it's been a little harder to block you out lately with all of your newfound celebrity. Saw you on the cover of the Edina Sun Current week.
Yes.
What a cute photo.
Thank you. You know, the nice reporter, I'm going to give her a shout out. She's new at this. She's just graduated from the U. Her name is Caitlin Anderson.
Uh-huh.
And she had called and she did a very nice story. And then she came over to take our picture, and it's really a good picture.
It is really cute.
I was kind of excited the way it turned out.
Yeah.
So
very cute. Is the article available online?
Yes, it is at the Edina Sun Current online. It came out on Thursday.
Okay. So if you just Google, I think their website is technically hometownsource.com. But if you just Google Edina Sun Current, you'll be able to get there. And it's a very cute article and cute photo. So do you think the end of your media blitz? Or?
Well, they also called us from edina.org or something. They have an online publication and they honor, it's very nice. They have a section where they honor hometown heroes. And they feel that, you know, people that are doing things to help tell people to get their COVID vaccine deserve to be in there. So they're going to interview us and put it in there. And I keep getting things from people in other cities who have seen us different places. I don't know. It's kind of crazy.
Wow. You're right on the homepage of the Edina Sun Current site. You're
front page.
You're the home. But on the website, I'm saying.
Oh, you cannot miss us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can't
miss Even if you try.
Right. Exactly. Okay. Well, Easter. And speaking of, just a little tease, lest you think about turning us off. How dare you? You don't. If we're not enough for you, if my mother's celebrity isn't enough, we have another rising star who's going to be joining us at 11:30. Patrick Richardson, the laundry guy, who you've heard on here a million times. And hopefully he will remember us when he's too big and famous because his TV show launches this next week.
Yeah.
His book is coming out.
Still talk to us?
I sure hope so, but I'm worried.
So wait, is he no longer called the Laundry Evangelist?
No, he is, but the show is called The Laundry Guy.
The show is called The Laundry Guy.
Yeah.
I suppose that's easier.
It's a little more
say.
Approachable, right? Yeah. We can ask him about that, how he feels about it. But if you have a serious laundry question, you know, we always love to put Patrick on the spot. He is just unbelievable in his knowledge. I watched a couple of the episodes.
Oh,
last night.
How
yes.
did you get?
I got special access.
He always liked you best. Yeah.
I just know what publicist to call. But I watched a couple of the episodes and he took out some big challenges. So if you have a question, send it in to us now. Go to mytalk1071.com, click on the Shop Girls page, send it in and we'll try to pose it to him or you can call when he's on the air. But yes, Easter. Easter is coming up next weekend.
People are going to spend a whole lot of money. Average of I love how they figure this out. An average of $179.70. And that is what people are expected to spend.
That 70 cents is probably a couple extra
eggs?
Peeps. Yeah.
Peeps.
Or the Cadbury eggs.
That
I don't think you can get one of those for 70 cents, actually. Oh. They're more like a couple bucks now.
Oh, I don't know. I
think they are.
Those, I guess.
Yes. I'm a big day after Easter shopper.
Oh.
I like to get all the candy deals.
Sure.
Get a bunch of, clearance jelly beans while they're still fresh.
Yeah, but you know what used to be my favorite? Fanny Farmer used to make. Maybe they still do.
Fanny Farmer.
Yeah.
Wow, you're dating yourself.
Well, that's what it is. they made a chocolate-covered Easter egg, but it was filled with maple walnut.
Mm.
Oh,
well, that's
so
kind of similar to the Cadbury situation.
Yeah. I don't know if they're still around.
Yeah. It's anyway. Easter spending is supposed to be at a historical high. And I mean, the things that consumers are spending the most on are obviously food and candy. Both of those considerably up from last year.
Right.
And then gifts. Gifts too.
Yeah.
And costumes. So we did a story.
Costumes?
Yes. So
when did that become a thing for Easter?
Well, there is demand for Easter bunnies. A lot of people need an Easter bunny.
We have enough in our yard.
At their celebration. And so there is a company based in Mankato. They're an online company. You would never know that they are a Minnesota company, but they are based here. It's HalloweenCostumes.com. And then they have another website called Fun.com. Mm. And they said that they are almost a week before Easter, pretty much sold out. Easter bunny costumes.
There is no other costume for Easter, is there?
I don't know what
an
else
egg.
You would be.
Maybe you could dress up as an egg.
I don't know. But if you are supposed to be playing the part of the Easter bunny and you don't yet have your costume, you best get out there today.
Oh, absolutely.
It is
You're
just, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think I think people must just be excited. There's a better chance of being with family members.
Right. There's
and
more chance that you can be
people
together.
People are ready to celebrate.
At least a few people.
Yes.
So.
All right, we will be back with the laundry guy next on Shop Girls. back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hope your Saturday's off to a great start. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. We always, always, always love having our friend Patrick Richardson on the show. He is so much fun. He is a wealth of information from fashion to vintage to, of course, laundry.
Yep.
And finally, the world is discovering what we've long known. He is the guru. He is the laundry guy, and his show, his TV show, is debuting this week on Discovery Plus, also airing on HGTV, if I've got that right. Hello, Patrick.
We have to have him call back for some reason.
Here we go. Good introduction. Could you just play the part, Hope? She's getting him back on the line. Something it disconnected. That's what he thinks of us now. This is what happens,
he's too
Mom.
Big for us
the
now.
Fame is going to his
it
head.
Must be. Because he used to come in I know, and be with
I know.
Us.
I said it to him this week. So just a little background, if you haven't heard Patrick on here before. I mean, seriously, I've never known someone with the kind of love and passion for doing laundry.
Right.
Something most of us
and
think of as a chore.
Is incredible.
He loves it. He loves it. He always has. Is he there now?
Hey.
We just gave, Patrick, I just gave you the most glowing lead-in, and then I paused to introduce you, and we got the dial tone, and I said, this is what he thinks of us now, because he's big and famous.
Never. And I'll go back and listen.
Okay.
We knew you when, well, you know.
We talked, I think it was last fall, when you started teasing out the fact that your book was coming out, and that's happening
right
now. And now along comes the TV show debuting on right Wednesday.
Right. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Are you excited?
I'm so excited. I'm a nervous wreck. I'm so excited.
Well, I was telling my mom, I mean, I watched the first couple of episodes last night, and you are so good on camera. I mean, you're just so calm and so focused on the task at hand, and you've got all your beautiful tools, and you just make magic happen. It's amazing.
Well, thanks. I'm glad I look calm on camera, because the first couple episodes are also bits from the pilot,
uh-huh,
and I was terrified.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, I've never, what? I mean, what do I know about a TV show? You know, it's like, I'd never done one, and I just kind of, you know, it was like trial by fire. I mean, right. I show up on set, and they're like, okay, here you go. You know,
was
there's a wedding dress that was in a fire.
Right, exactly. Now, a couple things I'm curious about, because I want kind of the inside scoop here, if we can.
Well, of course.
Did you line?
We can tell it all.
Good. Did you line up the guests and the challenges, or I mean, like, did you know what you were getting into with each person?
I knew, like, what the item was.
Okay.
So, like, I would know it's a wedding dress, or I would know it's a Letterman jacket, or, you know, whatever.
Okay.
And that's kind of what I knew.
But you didn't know for sure that you'd be able to get it clean or fix the problem.
I was... True. Yes, that is correct. I know the thing is, if you tell me I'm going to wash a wedding dress, you know, I'm pretty confident in my stain removal. And I mean, I know roughly what a wedding dress is made out of.
Right.
What you don't know and what the unknown is, and you'll actually see it. It happens in an episode. And I'm so glad that the guy caught it on camera. There was a point where there was a garment that started bleeding. The mm-hmm. color started bleeding.
Ooh.
And I had to, like, react in the moment.
Yeah.
And it's really funny because, you know, you think normally, oh, we can do another take.
I was just going to say that.
There's no way on earth that I would have allowed a second take of bleeding.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm never going to damage somebody's item for TV.
Yeah.
And, but fortunately, I mean, that the camera team, they were just heaven.
Yeah. No, and, I saw that happen in, I don't know if it was the first or second episode, and I saw the look on your face, and I'm like, his whole TV career down the drain with this
with
stain
the bleeding
gone wrong.
Exactly. And it was funny because, you know, I mean, it was captured, and they even they were so great. And they were like, do you want to use that? I'm like, absolutely. That's what really happened.
Yeah, right. That's the good news. If you don't want to use it, there is something that can be done. Where are you taping these, Patrick?
They were in the homes of the guests.
Oh.
So the person who, you know, has the item, it's usually at their house.
Yeah. Okay. He goes with his laundry kit. And he just gets to work.
Have tools, will travel.
Yeah. Now,
pretty much.
I would guess once the show starts, you're going to be inundated with requests. I mean, are they ready for that?
I have no idea. I'm not ready for that. I mean, I'm not ready. I don't even have all the inventory ready for the store on Wednesday when people see the show. Well, I mean, I'm just like, you know, just winging it.
By store, of course, Patrick is talking about his day job, running Mona Williams Boutique at Mall of America, and you're getting stocked up. I mean, you've long carried laundry soaps and your kind of your favorite products. You're amping that up now.
Right. I'm trying to get it so that, you know, because like right now, if you saw the show, I don't have everything used in the show in the store.
Well, you better get on.
Like, yeah,
because I had stuff to do, Allie. I've been busy, and I didn't have time.
Right,
and I realized, oh my gosh, it's St. Patrick's Day, and the show's coming out in 2 weeks, and I need stuff from New York. I mean, that was kind of out of order. But you know, because I had a book, and you know, I mean, I've been busy.
Listen, yeah. You have a lot going,
Patrick. Here's what I want to know. I've always known you as the laundry evangelist. How did you become the laundry guy?
HGTV said I was the laundry guy.
Okay, that's a good answer. It's easier.
You know, I think that was it. I think it was just easier to remember.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, and so, yeah, so that was what happened. I became the laundry guy because that's what they said.
Tell everybody a little bit about the book and the title and what's in the book versus the TV show.
Well, so the book is called Laundry Love, Finding Joy in a Common Chore. And the book is about, obviously, laundry. I mean, and you'll get everything you need. Like, it's like laundry camp. So you'll find out how to sort, how to wash, how to dry, how to iron, how to remove stains. But it's also stories of my childhood. It's the women in my life who kind of influenced me and like taught me that you do laundry for people that you love. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's funny because I didn't even realize until Karen and I got started on the book, like how much my entire life was shaped by these women. And strangely enough, by laundry, because we all loved clothes, you know, mm-hmm. everyone in my life loved clothes and, you know, with clothes comes laundry.
Yes.
And, you know, so There's those stories like of my granny and my next door neighbor, Ruby and Ib and, you know, and just, and even my professors in college, you know, who all had, they all had this influence on me and, you know, my love affair with clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so, you know, there's that side too. And then, you know, there's just a couple of things in there that are kind of just to be fun. Like, you know, there's some recipes that I think are worth the stains.
Yeah,
but it's practical, but it's also, it's told anecdotally. So it's not dry, you know, it's not like a textbook.
Right.
It's a fun read.
Well, and I also very impressed that between, you know, removing spots and restoring garments on the TV show, you're like mixing up mint juleps. Oh. You're making treats. Like, how did that happen?
Well, we wanted to put in these little lifestyle segments and... I mean, I'm from Kentucky. I had to make a mint julep.
Sounds right.
You know, and so those sorts of things come. I mean, you know, just wait till later till you find out how to make a eucalyptus wreath.
Ooh. So, I mean, you're going full Martha Stewart here. I mean, it's game on.
Well, Martha's Martha. I can't, you know, I'm not quite ready to swim in her lane. But
you're getting there.
Well, you know, I'll hold my own. But...
How many episodes have you done, or how many episodes will there be to begin with?
In the first season, there are six. And the way that they'll drop is the first three are Wednesday on Discovery Plus, and then there's one a week for three more weeks.
Okay.
So I'm dying to see them all. I have seen them. Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to, but then I realized like I was going to be talking to talking to people about them, and I thought I probably should watch them.
You should know what's on them.
You know, so I have seen them, but to be honest, I'm really excited to get to see them again.
I'm sure.
Because I love the people that have the items. You know, I mean, my shtick is that you do laundry for people that you love. I love all of these people. They are just so great. And they have these stories. You know what I mean? It's so fun.
Well,
it was so fun for me to get to talk to them and, you know, kind of hear their story. And there are people in it, and you'll be able to see, like, when you watch it. I mean, there are certain times where I'm like, I will get this stain if it is the last, or I'll die trying because I want you to have that.
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, you know, it's more, I mean, there's the practical side of it, which is great. I mean, figuring out that you can use vodka to as a stain removal. And I mean, some of the things you do, it's amazing.
Oh, you can?
Yes.
What do? You take, you drink it, and then you also use it.
And then
the
you don't
time.
Care anymore that no. your garment is stained, okay. right, Patrick?
Well, no, because you know, the thing is, if it's good enough, you get the really good vodka to drink, and then the vodka that people bring you as gifts, you clean with that.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know that.
Well, I mean, Harmony, stick with me, Harmony.
Okay, right, I'm going right. to.
But my point was, you get this good practical advice that Patrick is always doling out, but then there is this whole human side of it where these are garments and possessions and quilts and blankets that have stories and are meaningful to people. Right, and that's what really brings it to life.
We
and
got
you do
just
that so
a couple
well.
Minutes. Can I? Somebody wrote in and asked this. Patrick, they love linen, but they don't like the stiffness. They sew, they have linen yardage and ready-to-wear linen garments. They'd love to soften up. I also think the wrinkling inherent with linen is less noticeable in softer linen. Do you have any advice on that?
First of all, wash it because it's probably really starched, so give it a good wash. The second thing, and you'll find it, this is actually in the very first episode, so let me just work that right in.
How convenient.
You can actually put, like, before you do the final rinse, you do the first rinse, and you add a tablespoon of olive oil to the rinse water. And it almost works like fabric softener, but it's not gross like fabric softener. And then you just rinse the olive oil out, and it will rinse out completely.
Wow. Amazing. You know,
and it'll be soft.
I have a confession right here. Every time I use fabric softener, I think of you and I hear your voice in my head doing just that gasp saying, don't do it. And I can't stop myself. What should I do?
No. Patrick, you taught me I use those wool balls.
Right. They're so great.
Yes.
What, you know, Allie, let me tell you what you need to do. You need to listen to your mother.
Thank you,
That's
Patrick.
That's what I'm going to say.
What is so bad about fabric sheets?
Well, okay, so here's what I mean, there's so many things I don't like, and I'll give you a long version sometime, but the short answer is, the way that they work is they actually coat your fabric.
Okay,
so like your cotton doesn't really feel like cotton anymore. The industry says that they want it to feel velvety, so it's this coating.
Mm.
So it really is a coating. It's like a buildup.
Okay.
And so your cotton doesn't feel like cotton, your wool doesn't feel like wool. Do you know your towels are 80% less absorbent the very first time you use fabric softener or a dryer sheet?
Gotta use those balls.
Okay, does Mona Williams have those wool balls?
We do.
Okay. All right. I'm coming to get
I'll
some.
I'll send you some.
All right. We've got to go. Patrick, we love you.
Good luck.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
It's Wednesday on Discovery Plus. It's The Laundry Guy. Everybody needs to watch. Thanks for chatting with us.
Oh, thank you so much.
I hope everybody watches.
Soon.
All right. We'll be back with more Shop Girls right after this. Hey, we were just talking to Patrick Richardson, the laundry guy. If you missed it, you'll have to go back. His show debuts on Discovery Plus. Yes, it's worth doing the free week of Discovery Plus. If you're into like home stuff and food shows and all that, you're going to just eat it up. I mean, there is so much good content there.
How much is Discovery Plus? I haven't checked that out.
Oh, you know? I don't know. Like maybe $4.99 a month or something like that. But you can get that first week for free, so you can really check it out. You could also see Zoe Francois' show, Zoe Bakes, which is so great. I mean, Minnesota's getting some real love on Discovery Plus right now, this whole new platform. But I just, we had a question that we didn't have time to get through, get to, and I'm appreciate that this person was brave enough to send it in, because I'm sure everyone has the question, but no one wants to ask it. It's about, what do you do about garments that seem to hold body odor? Even after you wash them, you still just don't feel like they smell. Yeah, there are materials that do that. Hmm. And Patrick says, super easy. You should use oxygen bleach. It breaks down the proteins in sweat, which is where the odor is. It's usually caused because there is body oil in sweat as well. And the oil sticks to the clothes.
What is oxygen bleach?
I don't know, but that's what he said to get. So I'm guessing that's something you can find.
Oh, okay.
I also wanted to just give this tip really quick. In addition to Mona Williams at Mall of America, where Patrick has a store and carries a lot of his laundry products that you'll see him use on the show, he is part of that Grand Collective on Grand Avenue in St. Paul.
Yep.
And if you're feeling like you don't want to go, you know, you don't have time to get into Mall of America, that's another spot where you could just zip in and out. They have a good selection of his products. He sells these this laundry soap, and he makes clear over and over, it's not just like the regular bar of soap that you use on your body in the shower. It is specific soap for laundry.
It's for laundry,
but it's like these flakes, and he sells them in these pretty glass jars that you could give as a gift or gift to yourself.
Oh.
And he uses that instead of like detergent, you know, Tide or those a lot.
I had questions I didn't get to ask. You know, I had a cashmere sweater of my husband's that I let sit in the laundry basket for about 8 months because I was afraid to wash it, and yet I knew you could. And he finally took it to the cleaners. He gave up on me. And I wanted to ask him how you do that.
Oh, he is a firm believer in washing your own cashmere.
Yes.
Read his book. You'll get the book.
Well, I can go to the source because I know Patrick. So
You do. So anyway, okay, that's a little more, but it is time for... Whose look is it anyway?
Can't believe she's wearing that outfit.
It's time for the shop girls to ask.
Can I ask you something?
Whose look is it anyway?
You want to start with shoulders?
Well, I think we have to.
Okay,
We have to start with the cold shoulder top.
Okay.
Because this is something that, you know, you just never know where trends will come from. And all of those people who, I'm not sure you're really supposed to take a vaccine selfie. I've heard mixed messages about that. A lot of people take selfies when they get their vaccination.
Yeah.
And I've heard you're not supposed to, but maybe that's
what do you mean? Why? Who says you? I don't get it. Who would care?
The government?
What?
I don't know. The vaccine people? I don't know.
I think you have to be careful with showing what's on your card.
Oh.
Because people could like screenshot that and use your information.
Oh, so there
be
you
careful.
Go.
Thank you.
Okay.
With the card.
The voice.
Take your selfie. Take your selfie.
Oh, thank goodness she's here.
Yes.
Anyway, however, there is such a thing now. It's called the vaxie instead of the selfie. Because people are doing this. So,
what a world.
And it kind of started with Dolly Parton when she went to get her vaccine from Moderna, which she also helped fund. Mm-hmm. And she wore a sparkly blue knit top with cold shoulder cutouts. But this has Hillary Clinton posted after that a photo from 1993 when she was first lady wearing a cold shoulder dress by Donna Karen. And she said, should we make this a trend? Now, I don't know that she's the one who caused it to happen, but obviously this has been going on for a long time. There were many in the 90s. There were a lot of cold shoulder looks, so to speak. Liza Minnelli wore them. Candace Bergen wore them to the Emmys. But this whole idea of the peekaboo shoulder, which makes it easy to get your shot, but it's now become a very popular look.
Fine.
So what do you think of it?
I mean, I feel like we've been doing shoulder trends for a couple of years. I mean, when I wasn't connected, when I first saw the headline, I'm like, yeah. I mean, we've been wearing the peekaboo shoulder tops and the, you know, I mean.
Right, but it's become bigger.
I get it. Yeah, that's fine.
But I think it's a good look. You know, if you want to show a little skin, but, you know, you're feeling like your arms aren't ready for sleeveless or something, I think it looks good.
Yes. Yes.
So, okay, so it's a plus.
I've noticed a lot of little, I wouldn't call them cap sleeves, but like just a little, you know, kind of fluttery.
Yeah, but it is kind of
is a that cap what you'd call it? Like, yeah, a fluttery cap sleeve, but it's like they're full. And I think that is such a good compromise if you're not like a sleeveless person,
yeah,
but you want that. You know,
and because that's a little bigger, it makes your arms look smaller.
Exactly.
Good deal.
It's such a good look. And I mean, I'm just seeing it a lot for spring in dresses and tops. And yeah, I think it's really easy and comfortable for a lot of women and a lot of body types to wear.
Yep. I think that's a good idea.
Okay. What do you want to hit next?
Well, there's Sofia Vergara.
Okay.
Let's do that. Something that we certainly know we're not going to wear.
Uh-huh.
But she looks
speak
really
for yourself.
Good. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't mean it. I meant you and me.
I almost wore a black corset today.
Did you, for you? Indeed.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
At the last minute, I was running out of time.
It's literally a black corset top that she wore with a belted pant.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks sensational in it. I don't know how comfortable it would be, but I... think
any you, particular yeah. occasion you would suggest this for? Was she just wearing it for Instagram?
I think that she was tired of being in uh-huh. more casual things and decided it was time okay. to dress up a little bit.
I just love that a headline now is a celebrity putting on real clothes.
Yeah, why
That's
is
the
that?
Headline? Because these are the times we live in. We will be back with another hour of Shop Girls. We'll take your questions. We'll get to more stories, retail, fashion, and all that.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.